The SPLA today confirmed it received an order from the president asking them to start moving 10 kilometers into South Sudan from the border. SPLA spokesman Colonel Philip Aguirre made the announcement earlier today.
Based on those instructions from the commander-in-chief, President Salva Kiir Mayardit, the chief of general staff of the SPLA has issued what is known as warning orders of withdrawal. Warning orders is to alert the soldiers that you are going to withdraw. So what is called D-Day. So D-Day is 4 days, and within 4 days, they would be able to pack all their equipment and prefer to start moving to the designated areas. That is 10 kilometers away from the buffer zone.
The establishment of the self-demilitarized border is intended to allow the joint border verification mechanism to demarcate the two countries' common border. The demilitarization of the border was one of the key points in last year's cooperation agreement signed by the leaders of both countries. However, neither South Sudan or Sudan has implemented those agreements. Colonel Aguirre describes the areas the SPLA is surrendering to the buffer zones, including the disputed Mile 14.
The SPLA will be withdrawing from Division 5. They will be based in Panakwaj, Division 3, which is what is called Mile 14. Kiir Adem, the SPLA will be moving to Kiir Adem, 22 kilometers from the demilitarized zone. That is 10 kilometers and 14 plus another 14 kilometers. In Sira Malaka, that is Raja, Western Bahr Ghazal, the SPLA will move 3 kilometers because this place is already out of the demilitarized zone, 7 kilometers. And in Upper Nile, SPLA will be moving from Quake, 10 kilometers southward.
Aguirre says the SPLA will also move 10 kilometers south of Buntho, also called Joda, and 10 kilometers southward from Jao. It is expected that the Sudan Armed Forces will also move 10 kilometers northward from Kitgwang, also known as Magenis, Quake, Kafia Debe, Rodom, Kobo, Tezwein, and Buntho or Joda. South Sudan has consistently complained of attacks from the Sudanese army. Aguirre says, though the SPLA is withdrawing from these areas, it will defend the lives and property of South Sudanese should the Sudanese army invade its territory.
We operate under the instruction of the government. The government of South Sudan have signed an agreement with the government of Sudan that was mediated by the AU. So the AU and the rest of the international community will be monitoring whatever violation will be taking place.
Villagers living near the border may not see any movement just yet. The SPLA spokesman emphasizes that the actual withdrawal will begin in 4 days' time. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayer in Juba.